So as we welcome in the Sacred Heart, so the Sacred Heart is beyond duality. It's beyond, they're saying rhyme or reason. In other words, we're moving into our true address, our true entitlement. And they're just showing me a treasure chest. So inside the treasure chest is all that we've been seeking, all that we think we desire in the outer. It's like it's dust. It only lasts for so long. What brings us forth into our gentlest claim, into our gentlest inheritance, is sort of like the wise old owl within. In other words, our spiritual counterpart. And so this is what we're attesting to. This is where we're graduating to. Another way of saying this is we're returning to the embodiment of love. So it's not love for an attractiveness. In other words, a love that takes possessiveness. I love this, I love that. But more so our true place of conduct, our true place of entitlement, where we are the embodiment of love. So as we open up our hearts to this prior sequencing, so the prior sequencing is, this is the source of life that we have been opening to, working towards, opening up to our highest truth all along. So it's prior in the sense that, well, this was the point all along. So as we will bring forth this benevolence, this they're saying requirement, but it's simply a requirement to our own self, to our own life's assurance, to our own grace. What we do is we turn on the light. In other words, we step out of time. So we step out of duality. We step out of, and this is the important part, we step out of judgment. So if you just notice the mind is judging. It's judging ourselves. It's judging something we read in the news. It's just judging nonstop. So where we open up to our new victory, to our new exposure, to our new rightful consent, is the embodiment of true awareness. In other words, the embodiment of love. So as we will seek our highest advancement, in other words, we're advancing step by step by step. So what we're attracting, what's in our midst, are all the places where, where we touch down. So in other words, we're not agreeing to love's wholeness. We're not agreeing to love's levity. We're not agreeing to our light. And so these are becoming our attractive playmates. In other words, we're calling forth just sort of like riddles, not to create problems, but for our partnership. In other words, whatever is still lurking in our closet, whatever still has a, even like a hint, a tinge of darkness, is being superseded by the light. So it's just, imagine like you're cleaning out a closet and you're like chucking things, like don't need this, don't need that. And you're just sort of throwing things here and there. Or gently placing them. And so in essence, this is what we're calling forth. And it has to do with our light quotient. It has to do with our self-revealing mercy. In other words, opening up to our light, opening up to the Sacred Heart, opening up to our higher witness, because it's out of that proxy, it's out of that storehouse of wealth that we create the new paradigm, the new teaching, the new orchestration. So this is what we're predetermining. In other words, we're the ones that are creating out of our light. We're the ones that are creating out of our extreme inheritance. So in other words, there's no longer any blocks. There's no longer subject, object, pain and punishment, guilt, all this. And so this is all like that shadow where we're really discovering that it's really all inclusive. In other words, we've just been working out the energies towards self and solving that holy riddle. So in other words, bringing ourselves back to Light's coursework. There's something about an owl today. An owl sees in the darkness, because I just have this like extraordinary owl that's just piercing through the darkness. So now I understand. So the energies that are stepping forth are helping us to quicken our glance. In other words, when we get stuck in darkness, it's just like the daily message, where when you get stuck in darkness, find grace. And I'm just seeing like superheroes or the Avengers or just like beings that can overcome darkness, introduce light. So the superheroes are us. We're the ones that are finding light attractive. We're the ones that are demonstrating our homecoming. So as you will achieve your goals steadily, again, the goal is to no longer reside in the dark, no longer reside in the judgment. Take yourself back in wholeness. In other words, plug into the light, plug into the victory, plug into full restoration, where there's just love. You're just abiding in love. So love is the attractive essence. In other words, so this is how we create. We create out of love's majesty. All masters create out of the witness of love, out of the embodiment of love. So this is where we're taking our daily dosage. This is where we're taking ourselves into final assurance. So allow these energies, like they're saying twist and turn, but it's like allow them to present, allow them to lead, allow them to orchestrate, allow them to dictate, and allow them to be like ingested. In other words, sealed in faith that we're all one, that we're all whole, that we're all, they're saying like trespassed against self not. So in other words, this has all been an illusion of fear. And so when we realize we have our own holy claim, there's nothing to fear. Because we're congratulating ourselves, we're returning to the light, we're returning to love, we're plugging in to our welcome claim. So allow these energies to self-demonstrate. In other words, to cause victory without, like just to create miracles, to create easy pathways, to create highest solutions. I love that energy of the highest solutions. So this is where you're just looking for an answer and there's no answer to be found, but you're creating out of highest solutions. So you're creating out of light, and with that light is overwhelming nectar, overwhelming sweetness. So each of us are being watched over, cared for, assimilated. In other words, we're each being shown how to create and manifest with that light. So allow that victory to be heard, allow that victory to be seen. And so seen is to recognize. Seen is to recognize, like, wow, that was lucky, or maybe it's not luck at all. So this is where we're coming upon our finest endowment. In other words, opening up to our embodiment of love, of truth, of full restoration. So allow these energies to hold. And they're saying allow them to commingle. Almost like, you know, a little Christmas party there. So commingling, in other words, allow them to register. Allow them to take hold. So for some, because everything really is a demonstration of the mind, everything's a projection of their mind. What we're really doing is healing our mind. So we're letting go of old fears, old prejudice against self or others. Whatever it may be, because that's all that's really required. So then we just have that open channel of love, open channel of light. So receive that in all measures. Beautiful. Beautiful.